Hallelujah, peace and joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿平安与喜乐与诸位同在。
First, we'd like to praise and thank God we can gather here once again to worship the true and living God together.
我们感谢神可以，我们再一次的可以聚在这边来敬拜神。
And we also praise and thank God this weekend we have Pastor Wong from Taiwan to help us with the spiritual convocation.
我们感谢神，在这个周末，我们有王传道从台湾来这边帮我们这边的灵恩会。
Let's turn the book of Nehemiah.
让我们翻到尼希米记。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
第二章第四节。
Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 4.
尼希米记第二章第四节。
Then the king said to me, "What do you request?" So I prayed to the God of heaven.
王问我说，对我说，你要求你要求什么？于是我静默天上，默祷天上的神。
So in Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 4, Nehemiah prayed very quickly.
在尼希米记第二章第四节，尼希米很快的就在默祷。
But his prayer was very powerful.
但是这样的祷告却是大有功效。
Why was his prayer so powerful?
为什么他的祷告是那么有力量呢？
Because he was connected to God.
因为他是连通去到神那边。
God is the source of power.
那神他是力量的源泉。
And why Nehemiah be able to be connected to God?
为什么尼希米可以连接到神呢？
Because when he prayed for his fellow brethren.
因为当他为他们的弟兄们祷告。
And when he prayed for Jerusalem.
当他为耶路撒冷而祷告。
He prayed with love.
他是带着爱心来祷告。
This is very important for us as Christians.
作为基督徒，这一点很重要。
Because God is love.
因为神就是爱。
So every Christian that's close to God must live a life of love.
凡是接近神的基督徒都要过着一个爱心的生活。
We can see in every house there are different kind of pipes.
每一个房子都有不一样的水管。
And quite often the pipes that bring the have to be connected to the source.
那水管都是要 连接到源头。
For example, why do we have water in our bathrooms?
比如说我们厕所为什么会有水呢？
And why do we have water in the kitchen?
我们厨房为什么会有水呢？
Because there's a big pipe that connected all the way to the source. That source is water.
因为有很多的水管是连接到那个源头，那就是水源。
But all I need is one big pipe, right, to connect to the source.
需要的就是有这样的水管。
And in the house is all little pipes that go in different places.
那在房屋里面也有很多小的水管连到不同的地方。
So love in a Christian life is like this.
那在基督徒的生命当中，爱也是一般。
If we live a life without love,
也是我们过着一个没有爱的生活。
There's no connection at all.
那就是没有没有连接点。
Even though we can be gifted in prophesying,
即使我们在传福音上有恩赐。
And we be gifted in healing,
我们在医治上有恩赐。
We be gifted in be able to perform miracles and signs,
我们在行神迹奇事上有恩赐。
But if you have no love,
但却没有爱。
Then everything else doesn't matter.
那就其他的都是徒然。
So love is just like the main pipes that connect to the source, and the source is God.
那爱心就是那个就是水管接到那个源头就是神。
So that's why Nehemiah.
对于尼希米来说。
When he prayed, his prayer was so powerful.
他的祷告会那么的有力量。
Not only that he prayed with love.
不仅是他的带着爱心来祷告。
But he lived out his love to his fellow brethren.
他也过着一个生活，他也把这个爱心传到他的弟兄那边。
Because when he heard they were in great reproach and distress,
当他听到他的弟兄他们遭大患难受凌辱，
he did not just go back to the palace.
他没有就单单回到王宫
罢了。But he fasted and prayed for his fellow brethren.
他为他们进食祷告。
And now for you and I,
对于今天的你与我，
when we pray for one another,
当我们为彼此来代祷，
we always have to be motivated by love.
我们要被爱而激励。
If a prayer is not motivated by love, it cannot reach all the way to heaven.
当我们的祷告不是因为爱心来激励的话，没有办法达到天。
Then Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 5.
尼希米记第二章第五节。
And I said, I pray, Lord God of heaven, O great and awesome God, you keep your covenant and mercy with those who love you and observe your commandments.
我对王说，仆人若在王面前眼前蒙恩，王若喜欢，求神差遣我往犹大。
So the first thing that came out of Nehemiah's mouth is to praise the name of God.
所以尼希米首先第一句讲的就是来赞美神。
And it seems in this kind of circumstances very difficult to do that.
其实在他的情况下好像要这样做却很难。
Why? Because the chosen people of God. The chosen people of God.
神的选民
They are captured by their enemies.
他们正被仇敌所围困。
And the city of Jerusalem, the city of God.
神的城。
The gates are burning fire.
城门正被火焚烧。
And the wall are broken down.
那城门也被毁。
What is their reason to praise the name of God?
他们有什么样的理由可以来赞美神呢？
But the first thing that came out of Nehemiah's mouth.
但是尼希米首先所讲的话。
He said, "Lord God of heaven."
我们在天上的神。
Oh, great and awesome God.
伟大的神。
Why did he be able to praise the name of God?
他为什么可以来赞美神呢？
Because he knew God was not the one that caused the chosen people of God to go through all the trial and tribulation.
因为他知道这一切之后背后都是神的安排。
The reason they go to try this tribulation because of themselves.
他们会遭蒙难，不是因为神的原因，而是因为他们自己的犯罪。
Because of their sin.
因为他们自己的罪。
So nowadays for us.
对于今天的我们。
When we go to trial and tribulation.
当我们遭遇患难。
We should not complain against God.
不要向神来抱怨。
Because God always loves us unconditionally.
因为神一直都是在无条件的爱着我们。
But when we go through trial and tribulation,
但是当我们遭遇患难，
we should reflect on ourselves.
我们要来思考反省。
To see what we have done wrong.
我们做错了什么？
If we have not done anything wrong,
要是我们什么都没做错，
then we go through trial and tribulation.
而我们还是经历着患难。
This is a blessing from God.
这是从神来的祝福。
Because only those of us who are worthy to suffer for Him for His name's sake.Because our faith is good.
只有那些配得为他的名而受苦的人才会再受苦。
So in other words, as Christian,
作为基督徒，
we live a life to glorify the name of God.
我们是过着一个荣耀神的生活。
We live a life to praise His name.
我们过着一个赞美神的生活。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation chapter 4.
让我们来看启示录第四章。
In Revelation chapter 4,
启示录第四章。
We can see that the 24 elders and four living creatures.
我们可以看到二十四个长老。
They spend their whole servitude just praising the name of God.
他们的服事就是在来赞美神。
I mean, it seems they have so many things, other things important to do.
似乎有别的事情可以做的。
Just like the four living creatures.
像那四活物。
They are full of eyes in front and in back.
他们前后遍体都满了眼睛。
And around and within.
在前后遍。
What do they do?
他们做什么呢
？They just praise the name of God.
他们就是来赞美神。
So that's why in verse 11,
在十一节。
Revelation chapter 4 verse 11,
启示录第四章十一节。
You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by you will they exist and were created.
我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。
See the 24 elders and four living creatures.
二十四个长老跟四活物。
They know the true nature of God.
他们知道神的本性。
Because God is very glorious.
神是荣耀的神。
And God is very powerful.
神是有能力的神。
And He created everything in this universe.
他创造了万物。
And the reason things can be able to sustain because the power of God.
万物可以存在是因为神的力量。
So for us, we also should live a life to praise God's name like this.
同样的，我们也要过着一个像这样子赞美神的生活。
But how they be able to praise God's name?
我们要如何来赞美神的名呢？
These 24 elders and four living creatures represent you and I.
这二十四位长老跟四活物就代表着你与我。
So if they represent you and I, this means we also must live a life.To praise the name of God.
所以同样的，我们也要这样来赞美神。
So why they be able to live a life to praise the name of God?
我们为什么要过着一个这样的生活呢？
Throughout the book of Revelation, the chosen people of God always praise the name of God.
在整个启示录当中，我们可以看到神的选民是一直都在赞美神。
And that's why sometimes my church is known to be the Hallelujah Church.
我们教会也是被别人称作是 Hallelujah 教会。
Because we always aim to live a life to glorify the name.
因为我们的目标就是要过着一个荣耀神的生活。
But how can we get to this point?
但是我们要如何可以达到这一点呢？
Look at Revelation chapter 4 verse 1.
让我们来看启示录第四章第一节。
Revelation chapter 4 verse 1.
启示录第四章第一节。
After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice what I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, Come up here, I will show you things which must take place after this.
第一节，此后我观看，见天上有门开了。我初次听见好像吹号的声音对我说：“你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。”
So we know that during this time, John was exiled to the island of Patmos.
我们知道当时、约翰 他到了这个地方
and during time he saw many different revelations
他在那里看到了很多、神给他启示
and this time he looked into heaven
那当时他观看
and said behold a door standing open
他观看天看到有门开了
and then there's a voice that came to him just like a trumpet
那他听到了就像一个吹号的声音
and this voice speaking to him.
那个声音是对他说
because this voice wanted to show him things that must take place
那个声音想告诉他、指示他将来要必成的事
so nowadays for us
对于今天的我们
we also look up into heaven
我们也要向天观看
but when we look into heaven
当我们向天观看
do we see a door open for us
我们是否也看到有门为我们而打开
so in other words we're not talking about the physical door
我们并不是在讲这种物质上的门
We talk about the spiritual door.
我们在讲属灵上的门
See, this door is our Lord Jesus Christ himself.
这个门就是耶稣本身
Because one of the seven proclamations proclaim, I am the door.
因为、耶稣在他讲他自己的本质的、七个我是当中一个就是我是门
So in other words, if you want to live a life to praise the name of God,
换句话来说我们要是过要过一个赞美神的生活
We must be able to live a spiritual life and be able to see the heaven open
我们要、把自己的灵性提升到我们可以看到这扇门
We can see just like Stephen
就像斯提凡
Before he was stoned to death
在他被、打死之前
Because he was filled with the Holy Spirit
因为他被圣灵所充满
So he looked up into heaven
所以他向天观看
That heaven opened up
天开了
And he saw Lord Jesus Christ standing in the right hand of God
他看到耶稣站在神的右边
And we also can experience this kind of life
我们也可以、经历到这一切
Even though physically we sit here on the physical pews
即使我们现在是坐在椅子上
But in the spirit
但是在属灵里
If God opened our eyes
要是神可以打开我们的心眼
We can see numerous of angels around us
我们会看到、天使在我们周遭
And we can see our Lord Jesus Christ sitting in the midst of us
我们看到主耶稣就坐在我们当中
Because this is the spiritual heaven
这就是因为这里就是、属灵上的天国
But we must be able to enter through this door
但是我们要有办法进入这扇门
Of course he heard a trumpet
他也听到、
And the trumpet is a voice from God himself
那个声音就是神本身
So quite often when we come to worship the true and living God
常常当我们来敬拜这位又真又活的神
Do we hear the voice of God calling to us
我们是否有听到神的呼召呢
If we really connected to the source
要是我们真的是连接到源头
God always communicate with us
神一直都在跟我们沟通着
Just like Philip
就像腓力
When he went to Samaria and preached the gospel
当他下到撒玛利亚去传福音
The Bible mentioned three times
圣经记载过三次
That the angel of the Lord spoke to Philip
神的使者向他说话
And the Spirit of God spoke to Philip
神的灵与他说话
And the Spirit of God took Philip away
那神的灵把他带走
Why it was like this for him?
为什么这些会发生在他身上呢?
Because he lived his life to be connected to God.
因为他过着一个就是连接到神的一个生活。
So the same thing for us.
同样的。
I remember when I went to Ghana.
我记得当我到加纳。
There's a pastor named Daniel Awuti.
有一个传道人叫 Daniel Awuti.
And it's amazing how he came to our church.
那他来到我们教会的经历很令人不可思议。
Because originally he was from Togo.
他是从、他之前是住在多哥。
Togo is in the border of Ghana.
多哥是在是在 Ghana 的边界。
They are French speaking.
他们是讲法文。
So before he came to our church,
当他还没有来教会之前
he was an assistant pastor of another church.
他是在另外一个教会在那边当一个传道。
And one day he had a really bad accident.
有一次他有一个很大的car accident.
An accident. Yes,
有一个很大的一个意外。
So his father was a lumberjack. His father was a lumberjack. He cut trees down for a living, right?
那他爸爸是一个锯树的一个工人。
So during time he was just a teenager.
那时候他还很年轻。
And then he went to follow his father in the forest.
他跟着他爸爸去到丛林当中。
And in Africa, because they don't have the machinery, after they cut down a tree, they cannot uplift the trunk. They only have to burn it.
那 当地因为、那边的工具不是很发达所以当他们把树锯掉之后他们没有办法、用机器把他们、提起来他们只能把其他的都烧掉
So during the time he was walking、
当他正在走的时候
And he didn't pay attention
他并没有注意
So then he fell into the pit of charcoal、
那他就、掉到了煤、 一个炭坑里面去。
Because when they burn the trunk of the tree to get rid of it.
因为当他们要把那个树桩把它烧掉之后
it all became charcoal.
那就变成了都是木炭。
And he wasn't paying attention, then he went to the wrong direction, then he fell right into the pit.
但是当他走的时候他并没有注意所以就掉到了一个大坑里面去。
And the time his feet all got burned, right?
那他当时他的脚都被烧伤了。
All the way up here.
都烧到他的腹部。那时候他试着要爬出来。他的手背也被烧伤了。
If you see him, actually his body is all burnt.
他基本上整个身体都被烧伤。
So during time he was in the hospital for 3 years.
那时候他后来在医院待了3年。
And the doctor told him.
医生跟他说。
Of course, he cannot live for too long.
你的命不是太长了。
And he would never ever be able to have children.
他也不可能再生育。
And he will be in pain for the rest of his life.
他余生都要在痛苦当中度过。
So this before he came to GJC.
这是在他来我们教会之前。
God loved him so much.
但是神很爱他。
So one night he was sleeping.
有一天晚上，当他在睡觉的时候，他看到一个异象。
And his vision is the man in white robe.
他看到有一个人穿着白衣。
And his man came to him.
这个人来到他跟前。
And of course he speaks French and English.
他讲英文跟法文。
But the man spoke to him in tongue.
但是那个人却用灵言跟他讲话。
So when the man spoke to him in tongue, he said the sound is just like lightning and thundering.
他形容说当时那个人跟他用灵言讲话就像雷声一样。
Just like a trumpet.
就像一个吹号声一般。
At that time he said to the man,
当时他跟那个人说
I cannot understand what you're saying.
我听不懂你所跟我说的话。
Can you please speak to me in French?
你可以跟我用法文讲话吗？
Then of course the man did not say anything.
那个人没有再讲话。
Then the man took him to a group of people.
那个人把他带到一群人当中。
Then these people also spoke to him in tongue.
那些人也对着他讲灵言。
And he did not understand.
他也不听不懂。
And no time he continued to pray to God.
那时候他继续跟神祷告。
And then one day,
有一天
he saw another vision.
他又看到一个异象。
And this vision was written in French.
那个异象是用法文写的。
The true church of God.
神的真教会
True Jesus Church.
真耶稣教会
So at the time it was completely in shock.
他那时候是完全吓到
了 He was saying, is there a true Jesus Church in Ghana?
他就想说在加纳真的有真耶稣教会吗
Then at the time he did a research.
他那时候就来做一个研究
Then sure enough we have a church in Accra, Ghana during that time.
那时候真的我们在加纳的地区某一个地区有真耶稣教会
So then one Saturday morning.
一个星期六的早上
he was on his way to service.
他去教会要参加聚会
When he opened the door,
当他打开门
and guess what he heard?
他听到了什么
he heard a brother and sister were praying.
他听到弟兄姐妹在祷告
and the sound is exactly the man who spoke to him in a vision.
那个声音就像在异象当中他听到那个人跟他讲话的声音
and the sound is exactly the people who spoke to him in heaven.
也像在天国的时候那一群人跟他讲话的声音
The new time he should have fell flat on his face
他那时候就整个人趴下在地上
Then after that he devoted his life to serve God
他之后他就把自己献上来给教会来服侍神
So nowadays for
us 对于今天的
We also hear the voice of God
我们也听到神的声音
But when we hear the voice of God do we just put it aside do we truly try to listen to it
当我们听到神的声音的时候我们是否只是把它摆在一边还是我们真正的在聆听呢
The door is open for every one of us.
门打开给每一个人
And we all, every one of us looking at through this door.
每个人都看着那扇门
But the big question is,
但是重要的问题是
Are we willing to walk through this door?
我们是否愿意走过这扇门
If we cannot walk through this door, there's no way we can be connected to the source.
要是我们没有办法走进这扇门的话我们没有办法连接到这个源头
In other words, just like reading the Bible.
就像我们在读圣经
Actually, when we open the Bible,
当我们打开圣经
if we don't look very closely,
要是我们不仔细看
it's only the tip of the iceberg.
那其实看到的 就只是只是看到很少的东西
But if you see the iceberg, right? Even though on top the water is very small,
就好像我们看到海中只看到冰山的一角一般
But beneath the water,
但是冰山我们虽然只看到一角但是在海底下
That iceberg can be miles, right, of iceberg.
那个冰山却是很大的一个冰山
So the Bible the same way.
同样的我们圣经也是这样的
If we just read in the surface,
要是我们只是按着表面的意思来
念 This means we're not willing to enter the door.
那换句话来说我们不愿意进到这扇门
But when we read really closely,
但是当我们真的很仔细的在查读，我们再来思考
day and night，
昼夜的在思考。
Then we can say to ourselves, we have entered this door.
那我们可以跟自己说，我们有进到这扇门。
And what did John see when entered this door?
当约翰进到这扇门，他看到了什么
？And how did he be able to enter this door?
他是如何可以进到这扇门
？In verse two.
第二节。
第二节。Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne.
我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安置在天上，又有一个坐在宝座上。
So in the book of Revelation, John was in the spirit four times.
在启示录当中，约翰他在灵里面四次。
And only when he was in the spirit, that God revealed something to him.
只有他进到灵里面，神才向他显示异象。
Just like before the seven churches in the book of Revelation.
就好像在启示录之前，我们开始有讲到的七个教会。
He was in the spirit.
他写的时候也是他在灵里面。
Just like here in chapter four.
就好像在第四章。
Before he truly see who God, our Lord Jesus Christ was.
当他在真的看到主耶稣是谁。
He was also in the spirit of the Lord.
他也是在神的灵里
面。So in other words, if we want to enter through this door.
换句话来说，我们要进入到这扇门。
There's no way we can enter through it beside praying day and night.
除了昼夜祷告之外，没有别的方法可以让我们进到这扇门。
John was in the spirit of the Lord.
约翰他在神的灵当中。
Because the door is not on earth.
因为这个门不是属世上的门，它是属天的门。
So just like the things of our Lord Jesus Christ is not things from the earthly, from the earthly places.
就像我们的主耶稣不是这个属地的。
But it's in heaven.
他是在天上。
If we're not filled with the Spirit of God,
要是我们不能被神的灵所充满，
There's no way we can enter the door.
我们没有办法进到这扇门。
But when we enter the door,
但是当我们进入这扇门，
Just like John when he entered the door,
就像约翰他进到这扇门，
What did he see?
他看到了什么呢？
He saw a throne set in heaven.
他看到了宝座安置在天上。
And who sat on this throne?
谁坐在这个宝座上呢？
There's only one.
只有一个。
That is our Lord Jesus Christ.
那就主耶稣。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ is a true and living God.
因为主耶稣就是那位又真又活的神。
Not quite often when you have argument and this, you know, dissension in church.
常常当我们在教会当中有纷争。
When we lack of love.
当我们缺乏爱心。
When we have no reverence at all in church.
当我们在教会当中没有那位敬畏神的心。
Why all these things happen?
为什么常常会有这种事情发生呢？
Because we have not entered the door.
因为我们没有进到那扇门。
If we enter to the door,
当我们进到这扇门，
we will see the person who sits on his throne is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就会看到坐在宝座上的是主耶稣。
Just like when we come to church.
当我们来到教会，
yes, we are brothers and sisters.
我们是弟兄姐妹。
We are fellow servants of God.
我们是神的工人。
And we, none of us, the one sitting on the throne.
我们没有一位是坐在那位宝座上的。
Only our Lord Jesus Christ.
只有主耶稣。
If we truly realize this,
要是我们真的意识到这一点，
when we come to church,
当我们来到教会，
we speak less and do more.
我们会少说多做。
When we realize this,
当我们有意识到这一点，
church,
当我们来到教会，
we would never ever complain and talk bad about brothers and sisters.
我们不会再抱怨弟兄姐妹讲他们的坏话。
But rather we would be full of love.
我们会充满被爱心所充满。
Why? Because if we know that Jesus is the one that, you know, in charge of the whole church.
因为我们知道耶稣才是那一位掌控教会的。
Then who are we to puff ourselves up?
那我们是谁呢？要来自高自大。
That's why in our church there's no hierarchy.
因此在我们教会并没有阶级。
Even though yes, some of us we have the, you know, the title of this, title of that.
虽然我们有些人会有挂着一些头衔。
But in the eyes of God, we're all the same.
但是在神的眼中，我们是一样的。
Because He purchased us with His own blood, every one of us, not only the one with the title.
因为他用他的宝血救赎了我们每一位，而不是单单那些带着一个头衔的人。
So we must realize this.
我们要意识到这一点。
No, every time I come up to share the word of God with all of you.
每一次当我来跟大家分享神的道。
This is the most fearful thing for me.
对于我来说都是最让我害怕的事。
Why do I feel like this?
为什么我会有这样的感觉呢？
Because I'm afraid that maybe I speak something that's not according to God's will.
因为我会担心我可能讲的一些话不是按着神的旨意来讲的。
Because it deep down inside my heart.
在我的心中。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is standing, sitting right here on his throne.
我知道耶稣是坐在这里，坐在宝座上的。
And every word that I speak,
我讲的每一句话。
It must be according to his will.
一定要根据他的旨意来说，不仅是我说的话，还有我所过的生活。
If my life is not according to God's will.
又是我所过的生活不是按着他的旨意。
I would be very fearful to come up here to speak in His name.
那我上来讲话会是战战兢兢的。
In everything we do,
我们所做的每一件事
we should have this kind of reverence.
我们要对有这样的一份敬畏的心。
But before we realize that,
在我们意识到这一点
we must enter through this door.
我们要做的就是要进入到这一扇门。
If we enter through this door,
当我们进到这扇门
we see there's only one that sits on the throne, that is the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看到只有一位坐在这个宝座上，就是主耶稣。
And then verse 3.
第三节。
Revelation chapter 4 verse 3.
启示录第四章第三节。
And he who sat there was like a jasper and sardius stone in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald.
看那坐着的，好像碧玉和红宝石，又有红围着宝座，好像绿宝石。
There's only one who sat on the throne.
只有一位坐在宝座上。
And there's only one who's like jasper and sardius stone.
只有一位好像碧玉跟红宝石。
This means our Lord is quite just so glorious.
从这一句我们可以看到我们的主耶稣是带有荣耀的。
So because he is so glorious, we should not try to steal his glory.
因为他是荣耀的主，我们不应该要夺取他的荣耀。
Look at Lucifer.
就像
Satan.
撒旦。
Why did he fell from heaven?
为什么他会从天上掉下来呢？
Because he tried to steal the glory from God.
因为他要夺取神的荣耀。
Even though God created him so beautifully.
即使神是创造他那么的完美美丽。
In Ezekiel 28.
在以西结的二十八章。
The Bible said no one was like him.
圣经说没有其他的像他一般。
He was so beautiful in all his ways.
因为他在所有各方面都是那么的美丽。
And when God created him in all different kinds of stones.
神用各样的宝石来创造他。
But in Isaiah chapter 14.
但是在以赛亚书十四章。
What did he do?
他做了什么呢？
He tried to steal glory from God.
他试图要夺取神的荣耀。
Because in Isaiah 14.
在以赛亚书十四章。
He said in his heart.
他在他的心中自己这样说。
I will ascend to heaven.
我会升到天上。
I will be like the Most High God.
我会像至高的神。
I will sit on the throne of the congregation.
我会坐在宝座上，在众人之上。
He keeps saying I.
他一直都在强调着我。
So just like for us,
就像我们。
When we come to church,
当我们来到教会。
There's no I.
没有我。
Why? Because God is the one that deserves to receive all the glory.
因为只有神是配得所有这一切的荣耀。
Then if we be able to do this.
当我们可以做到这一点
Just like John,
就像约翰
After he saw the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ,
当他看到主耶稣的荣耀
Actually, our Lord Jesus Christ is not only so mighty, so glorious, but also is full of mercy.
主耶稣不仅是一个荣耀的神有力量的神他也是一个慈悲的神
Because a throne is also for judgment.
宝座也是一个审判的一个宝座
But this throne is full of rainbow.
但是这个宝座是被红所围绕着。
God is so loving, so merciful.
神是那么的慈爱有怜悯的心。
And His grace is always upon you and I.
他的恩典常常都临到我们每一个人。
You know, when I stand up here this morning,
今天早上当我站在这里。
When I think what I have done for God,
当我回想我为神所做的。
I have not done anything for Him.
我真的没有为他做什么。
I have not done anything to pay for His love.
我真的没有为做什么来回报他的爱。
At the same time, he loved me so much.
但是他是那样的来爱着我。
And his grace, his mercy is always upon me and my family.
他的恩典，他的慈悲一直都临到我跟我的家人。
Even though we don't deserve any of these things.
即使我们都不配得这一切。
But because of his love.
但是因为他的爱。
He always gives us 100% love.
但是他给我们完全百分百的爱。
But we always should remember this.
我们要记得这一点。
Of course, every day we live as a Christian, there's always some kind of battle.
我们作为基督徒每一天常常都会有一定的征战
Someday maybe we feel to be low in faith
我们有时候可能觉得说我们信心软弱
But we should just leave that behind
We should
just leave it behind
我们要把它放在一边
Because the grace of God is upon us
因为神的恩典一直的临到我们
Because the next day is going to be another battle
因为第二天又是另外一场征战
But every battle we will win some we will lose some
在每一场的这样子的征战当中有时候我们会失败有时候会成功
But we always should remember,
但是我们要记住一点
God is so merciful God is, grace is always upon us
神是慈悲的神他的恩典常常临到我们
In other words, we always should know that God loves us unconditionally
神是无条件的一直在爱着我们。
Even though he's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords，
即使他是王中的王。
But he loves us so much。
但是他却是爱着我们。
When we have this kind of mentality，
当我们晓得这一点
，Then when we live our life，
我们过的生活
，Then we always be able to praise his name，
就会过着一个一直荣耀他的名的生活。
Then verse four，
在第四节
，Around the throne，
宏围绕着宝座
，were 24 thrones。Around the throne were 24 thrones.
宝座的周围又有24个宝座。
And on the throne, John saw 24 elders.
其上坐着24位长老。
They were sitting clothed in white robes, and they had a crown of gold on their heads.
身穿白衣，头上戴着金冠冕。
So after he saw Lucius Christ sitting on the throne,
在他当约翰看到耶稣坐在宝座上之后
，Then he saw the 24 elders.
他也看到24位长老。
These 24 elders are you and I.
这二十四位长老就是你跟我。
Because they sit in white robes，
他们身穿白衣。
And they also have a crown on their head，
他们头上戴着金冠冕。
Of this is a crown of righteousness，
这就是公义的冠冕。
So just like you and I，
就像你与我。
The day that we receive baptism，
当我们的受洗的那一天。
We put on this white robe，
我们披上白衣。
And the day that we receive baptism，
我们我们洗礼的那一天。
We also have a crown of righteousness on our head，
我们也有一个金冠冕在我们的头上。
This white robe is crowned not because of anything that we have done。
这个白衣这个冠冕并不是因为我们所做的
But because the grace and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ，
而是因为神的恩典与其怜悯。
So if we have the 20 if we are the 24 elders，
那我们是这24位长老。
We have our own thrones，
我们有我们自己的白衣。
So that's why the Bible says we reign with our Lord Jesus Christ，
所以圣经也说我们是与主耶稣同坐宝座。
But before we can sit on these thrones，
但是在我们可以坐在这个座位上之前，
make sure our robe is white，
我们要确认我们的衣服是洁白的。
Make sure we still have the crown of gold on our head，
我们要确认我们头上还戴着这个金冠冕。
Because the day that our robe is no longer white， the day we have don't have the crown of righteousness， there's no longer we can sit on this throne and reign with our Lord Jesus Christ。
当我们的衣裳不再洁白，我们头上不再戴着这个公义的冠冕，我们就没有资格坐在这个宝座上。
But we're not only just sitting on the throne。
不仅只是坐在座位上。
We must live a life to praise the name of God。
还要过着一个生活是来赞美神的。
Just like these 24 elders。
就像这24位的长老。
And from the throne， verse 5。
在第五节，从宝座上
proceed lightning, thundering, and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burned before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
有闪电声音雷轰从宝座上发出，又有七盏火灯在宝座前点着。
If we are the 24 elders，
要是我们是这24位的长老，
if we don't go before the thrones of God，
要是我们不走到神的宝座前，
there's no way we can hear this thundering and lightning。
我们没有办法听到这些闪电声音雷轰。
There's no way we can hear the voice of God。
我们没有办法听到神的声音。
So that's why we have no idea how wonderful we are。
因此，我们其实并不是很明白我们是这么样的蒙福。
And how precious we are。
我们的身份是这样的珍贵。
If God opened our spiritual eyes，
当神打开我们的属灵上的眼睛。
Can you imagine every one of us？
想象我们每一位。
Sitting on our own thrones。
想象一下，我们都坐在自己的宝座上。
With white attire，
穿着白衣。
And a golden crown on our head。
戴着金冠冕。
This is our status as chosen people of God。
这就是我们作为选民的一个身份。
So because of this status， we must live according to what been given to us。
正是因为我们这个身份，我们要过着一个配得我们这样身份的生活。
We always have to live our life before the throne of God。
因此，我们要过着一个在可以配得在神宝座前的这样的生活。
If we be able to do this，
要是我们可以做到这一点。
Then look at verse 6。
第六节。
Before the throne, there was a sea of glass。
宝座前好像一个玻璃海。
Where is the sea of glass？
玻璃海在哪里
？It's not away from the throne，
并不是在宝座很远的地方。
But before the throne。
但是在宝座前。
So if we want to live a life that's full of peace and full of joy，
要是我们要过着一个平安的生活。
We must be able to go right before the throne。
我们要有办法来到这个宝座之前。
Because only before the throne that the sea is like a sea of glass。
只有在这个宝座之前，有一个玻璃海。
If we want to live a life of peace and joy，
要是我们要想过一个平安喜乐的生活。
Our life must be before the throne。
我们的生活是要是一个在宝座前的生活。
And look at in the midst of this throne，
看看在这个宝座之中。
Around the throne，
跟宝座周围
four living creatures full of eyes in front and back.
有四个活物，前后遍体都满了眼睛。
Actually, these four living creatures also represent you and I.
这四个活物也代表了你跟我。
And these four living creatures also represent our Lord Jesus Christ.
这四活物也代表着主耶稣。
Because the first living creature is like a lion.
第一个活物像狮子。
The second one just like a calf.
第二个像牛犊。
The second one, the third one just like a face, like a man.
第三个面脸面像人。
And the fourth one is like a flying eagle.
第四个像飞鹰。
And these four, it goes according to the four books that the four books that is the gospel.
那这四个其实就代表着四福音。
Just like the book of Matthew.
就像马太。
It describes Lord Jesus Christ just like a lion.
他描述的主耶稣就像一头狮子。
The book of Mark.
马可福音。
Just like describes Lord Jesus Christ, he's just like a man.It's just like a calf working very hard.
他描述主耶稣就像一只牛犊一样勤奋的在工作。
And the book of Luke.
那路加福音。
Just like in describe Jesus just like a man.
他描绘主耶稣就像一个人。
Then the book of John.
那约翰福音。
Describe Jesus like just like a flying eagle.
他描述主耶稣就像一个飞鹰。
This means he's God himself.
他是神本身。
So, but these four living creatures also represent you and I.
这四个活物也代表着你跟我。
But if we don't go before the throne,
但是要是我们没有办法来到宝座面前，
there's no way we can be as courageous as a lion.
我们没有办法像狮子一般的勇猛。
If we don't go before the throne,
我要是我们不来到宝座面前，
there's no way we can work hard as an oxen.
我们也没办法像牛犊一般勤劳的在工作。
If we don't go before the throne,
要是我们不来到宝座前，
there's no way we live a life just like a man. A man is very different from animals.
那我们没有办法过这是一个像人的生活，因为人的生活跟动物的生活是不一样的。
Only man that really represent the image and likeness of God.
因为只有人才是带着神的样式的。
Because we have wisdom.
我们有智慧。
We have love.
我们有爱。
We be able to know, rationalize, know different things.
我们有办法来思考，来用理性来思维。
See, animals most time they do things by their instinct.
因为动物只是靠着他们的本能来做事。
But if you don't go in front of the throne.
但是要是我们不来到宝座前，
Sometimes we do not live like a man.
我们其实有时候不是过着一个像人的生活，我们像动物一样在生活。
But we don't go in front of the throne.
要是我们不来到宝座前，
we will not be like a flying eagle.
我们没有办法像飞鹰。
We be more like the, you know, sleeping eagle.
我们可能像一只睡鹰。
That means always on earth.
那就是一直都会在地上。
Our minds, our thoughts, our ways always on earth.
我们的心思一念，一切都是在关于地上的。
But if you look at the flying eagle,
但当我们看看飞鹰。
Now if you watch Human Planet, right?
要是我们有看那个电视地那关于动物的节目。
Actually, they're talking about this father and the son.
在讲一个父子。
And they train an eagle to hunt, you know, for foxes and things like that.
他们在训练鹰去成为猎鹰。
But where can they find his ego?
他们怎么可以找到这样的一些鹰呢？因为鹰他们都是住在高山上。
So for them to get this ego, they must climb up to the mountain because ego they do not stay at the base of the mountain.
他们要找到这样子的鹰来训练，他们要上到山上去，在地上找不着。
Same thing for us.
同样的，对于我们，
ego,
要是我们是飞鹰的话，
we must be spiritually filled.
我们要被灵所充满。
But we don't live a life like this.
但是若我们过着不是一个这样的生活， no、we can praise the name of God. 我们没有办法来赞美神的名。
So may God continue to help all of us.
求神可以继续的来帮助我们。
And always give us the strength.
给予我们的力量。
And live a life to glorify the name of God.
过着一个可以荣耀神的生活。
But first, we must enter to the door.
但首先我们要进入这扇门。
To know really who are the God we worship.
要真的来了解我们所敬拜的是怎样一位神。
Bow and praise him.
让我们来低头默祷。